Dracula by Bram Stoker. Copyright Burlington Books. Chapter 1. Journey to Castle Dracula. Jonathan Harker looked out of the window as the coach, pulled by four horses, travelled through the countryside. How beautiful it is, he thought, as they passed high mountains covered with thick forests. Jonathan was a young lawyer from England. He was travelling through Transylvania for a meeting with Count Dracula at the Count's home, Castle Dracula. When evening came, the coach stopped at a hotel. The people there seemed kind and polite, but when Jonathan mentioned Castle Dracula, they looked frightened and made the sign of the cross. They also held out two fingers towards him. "Why are they doing that?" Jonathan asked someone. "It is to keep away the evil eye," he was told. A very kind old woman at the hotel asked Jonathan not to go to Castle Dracula. "It is a place of great evil and great danger," she said. Jonathan explained, "I'm going on business for my employer, Mr. Peter Hawkins. The Count has bought a house in England, and I have documents for him to sign." The woman looked worried and very sad. She took a gold cross from her neck and gave it to Jonathan. "This will keep you safe," she warned. "You must not take it off." Jonathan asked her to tell him about the Count, but she refused to say anything more. Later, Jonathan saw her talking to other people at the hotel. The people all shook their heads and made the sign against the evil eye. Jonathan heard them use the local word for vampire again and again. He could not understand the meaning of all this, but it made him very nervous. Jonathan wrote all of these details in a diary. He wanted to share them with Mina, the woman he planned to marry when he returned to England. He also decided to ask the Count about the meaning of all the strange things he could not understand. While he was at the hotel, Jonathan received a note from Count Dracula.
"My friend, welcome to the Carpathian Mountains. I'm anxiously expecting you. Take the coach to Bukovina. My carriage will wait for you on the road to the Borgo Pass and take you to my castle. I hope you had a pleasant journey from London and that you will enjoy your visit to my country. Your friend, Dracula."
Jonathan took the Bukovina coach the next afternoon. The driver and the other passengers on the coach were very kind to him, but when night fell, they became more and more frightened. The driver tried to make the horses go faster and faster. Wolves howled in the forest and sometimes ran beside the coach. The passengers made the sign of the cross and the sign against the evil eye. Jonathan heard the words for witches, Satan, and vampires again and again as they talked. At last, the coach stopped at a lonely place on the road through the mountains. The Count's carriage was waiting for Jonathan. The carriage and horses were black. Even the driver of the carriage was dressed completely in black and wore a big black hat that covered his face. Jonathan could only see that the man had burning red eyes. The passengers on the coach were very frightened of the man and made the sign of the cross. The driver took Jonathan's bags from the coach and threw them onto the top of his carriage. Jonathan got into the carriage and it began to race towards the castle. More wolves ran beside them, and Jonathan was terrified. The driver laughed and spoke to the wolves as if they were dogs.
"Get back, my children of the night," he screamed.
The wolves seemed to understand him and obeyed. This shocked Jonathan, and he began to have a terrible feeling about going to Castle Dracula. "Where is this carriage taking me?" he thought to himself. What strange things am I going to find there? Suddenly, the driver stopped the carriage. Jonathan looked up and saw the high walls of a huge castle. The castle was completely dark, except for a light in one window high above the ground. The driver threw Jonathan's bags in front of a great wooden door with wide metal bands across it. Jonathan got down from the carriage, and the driver quickly drove away.